Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Democratic Republic of Congo to provide security for international truck drivers. State House challenges the opposition to prove rigging claims in Chawama by election. And in international news, police deny claims Uganda opposition leader abducted by helicopter.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. The 14th session of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Zambia Joint Permanent Commission on Defense and Security has resolved that the government of the DRC will provide adequate security to international truck drivers to avoid attacks when ferrying goods. The Democratic Republic of Congo government has been urged to ensure that in all areas where attacks on international truck drivers are being reported, security must be enhanced to promote international trade. According to a communique issued at the end of the 14th session of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Zambia Joint Permanent Commission on Defense and Security, held in Lubumbashi from 12 to 16 January 2026, the issue of insecurity for truck drivers will be attended to as soon as possible. The two countries also emphasized the need for international trade not to be affected by attacks on truck drivers. Meanwhile, the Democratic Republic of Congo has wished Zambia continued peace during the general elections to be held in August this year. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka has challenged opposition figures who alleged electoral rigging and the existence of ghost polling stations during the Chawama by-elections to present evidence to substantiate their claims. In a statement, Mr. Hamasaka said some prominent individuals had made sweeping and unfounded accusations against state institutions' actions, which, whether deliberate or not, risk weakening and undermining those institutions. He has emphasized that governance institutions responsible for administering elections deserve respect, regardless of whether the outcome is favorable. Mr. Masaka has warned that unsubstantiated allegations of rigging erode public confidence and undermine the orderly functioning of democracy. Mr. Amasaka has noted that the Chawama by-election stands as a clear demonstration of the government's commitment to respecting democratic outcomes, even when the ruling party does not emerge victorious. He has added that the peaceful conduct of the polls illustrates how far the country has progressed and underscores the importance of safeguarding these democratic gains. The Zambia Union of Nurses and Midwives Organization has condemned the verbal and physical abuse of a midwife that occurred on 13th January 2026 at a health facility in Kasama, Northern Province. The incident involved a nurse midwife who was assaulted by a patient's relative while on duty. ZUNMO President Frey Michelo said any form of verbal or physical attack against nurses and midwives will not be tolerated, stressing that such acts are unacceptable, unlawful, and undermine the delivery of safe, effective, and dignified healthcare services to the public. Mr. Mijelo has emphasized that nurses and midwives have the right to personal safety, dignity, and a secure working environment.
Violence against nurses is a serious occupational hazard that negatively affects their mental health, well-being, retention, and the overall resilience of the healthcare system. Zumo therefore called upon 1. Members of the public to desist from abusing nurses and midwives and to engage health workers respectively, even in moments of distress or grief. 2. Health authorities and facility management to strengthen security measures and enforce zero tolerance policies against violence in healthcare facilities.
Meanwhile, Nursing and Midwifery Council of Zambia Public Relations Officer Maile Sibanda said any form of harassment, intimidation or violence against health professionals is completely unacceptable.
Intimidation can take many forms, such as aggressive verbal abuse, threat, harassment and even physical assault. It often arises from public dissatisfaction, misinformation or heightened emotional state. Any form of harassment, intimidation or violence against professionals is completely unacceptable. Nurses and midwives are vital healthcare professionals who dedicate their lives to serving communities and the public with compassion and professionalism. They work tirelessly in the provision of nursing and midwifery care. Protecting nurses and midwives from public intimidation is not merely a matter of professional privacy, it is a fundamental requirement.
Former Attorney General Musa Mwenye has underscored the importance of lawyers and civil society in defending their constitution and safeguarding democracy in the country. Speaking at the launch of the LCK Freedom Foundation, Mr. Mwenye said Zambia needs a strong resurgence of civil society to protect and strengthen democratic governance. He has noted that lawyers play a critical role in guarding democracy by continuously evaluating the state of the law and democratic practices, adding that modern democracies are facing emerging and complex threats.
The checks and balances and the scrutiny that democracy offers is a powerful incentive for leaders to deliver, and the loss of elections by espoir leaders is a powerful lesson to newly elected leaders to deliver on their promises and to do good by their people. Although we have faced threats to our democracy, Zambia has been a democracy for all our generations. We must therefore constantly revisit our history to remind ourselves about what we went through here and elsewhere when we were led by autocrats.
Meanwhile, LCK Freedom Foundation Executive Director Linda Kasonde said the foundation's mandate is to protect and defend the Zambian constitution through strategic litigation, public interest research, advocacy and capacity building.
An organization dedicated to protecting and defending Zambia's constitution. We launched at a time when the rule of law and good governance are under pressure, both in Zambia and around the world. This calls on all of us to remain vigilant and not passive in how we are governed. Through the LCK Freedom Foundation, we will pursue strategic and public interest litigation to safeguard constitutional rights and strengthen accountability. We will also conduct research and advocacy on key governance issues and human rights issues.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economist Dr. Luvinda Halazoka has urged the Bank of Zambia to maintain the monetary policy rate at 14.25% in the first quarter in order to promote a consistency and predictability in the financial market. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Habazoka said with the kwacha and inflation performing well, there is need for consistency in monetary and fiscal policies to further stabilize the economy. He has noted that the kwacha's appreciation against major global currencies calls for policy stability, adding that maintaining the MPR would help sustain current gains. Dr. Habazoka has further emphasized the need to cautiously observe economic trends and ensure that lending rates remain fair and supportive for small and medium enterprises.
The monetary policy rate, of course, the kwacha has been gaining against major currencies. Inflation rate has been falling. But what we need to know is that consistency is the currency.